do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
But we ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if those ear holes are sucking us in live out east. But isn't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream for you 24/7, or maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite applicatione. We're always available at crabdiving.com.
Defecation or urination for the purpose of sexual stimulation of the viewer.
That has nothing to do with crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the defecating fuck out of it. We're going to be here. Ooh, that's like a German thing.
That's gross.
No offense to the Germans.
Nine!
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. All kinds of shice to talk about. And, you know.
Hold on!
Big walrus Trump licker testifying in the Senate today. And lots to talk about there.
What a gross fucking fuck nut.
And
fuck him.
Lindsey Graham.
Wow.
I don't know. He's crusted over with Trump DNA. So.
Trump's balls must be so fucking clean and shiny.
Thanks for joining us. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Hey, join us on social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING on the Twitter.
Yes.
That's how you can chat with us during the show.
Right.
And, hey, let's, strap in and launch.
Ooh, yes.
Shall we?
Yes.
Countdown from 69. let's see what's going on. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And, two things. Number one, my brother, youngest brother just texted me wondering if this was the end of democracy. I don't know. I have no fucking idea. Who knows? Number two, I believe it was yesterday. I brought up a story that was ignored. The Swiss have made it illegal.
It wasn't ignored.
To only own one guinea pig. Did we cover it?
We didn't.
They're only allowed to own. They're not allowed to own guinea pigs. Just a single guinea pig. If you're a guinea pig owner, you have to own two. You have to own a pair. Does that make sense?
Because they get lonely.
Right. And if one of the guinea pigs from the pair passes away, you can then go and rent a guinea pig from somewhere to live with the other guinea pig until, I guess, that other guinea pig dies. And then, I guess, you return your guinea pig rental.
Well, I don't know. do you then rent a second guinea pig?
I don't know.
What if they don't like each other? What if your rental and
yes.
and the new pig don't get on?
Tough shit. Or what if they get on a little too well?
And make sure you have the right sex.
Or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
That's not. Now we've covered it. We can move
there
on.
Two, there were two transgressions apparently. You
right,
were bringing
right.
up. What was the second one?
No. The first one. I had 2 points. 2 points. Number one was a question. Is this the end of democracy?
Oh, I see. That's
is
right.
it?
I remember now.
Is it the end of democracy?
No.
Okay.
Still some time.
Right.
Let us know. Let's see what happens in 2020.
Is it a good time for democracy? A good time.
It's taking some kicks in
yes.
the crotch.
Ooh, have a good time
right now.
Right,
but hopefully there are enough people that still like it.
Right,
that are kind of fighting to keep it.
Yes.
the don't forget, if you want to help us out here, so at Screaming Cussing Liberal Media.
Boo.
And an ominous, really an ominous.
Oh, God.
You can buy shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you do buy something at Amazon, we get a little commissione. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Oh, yes.
Just helps us out here.
Zootalore.
And same if you'd like join Prime, or also go to crabdiving.com/audible.
Oh, shit.
The Mueller Report is now available on Audible.
Damn.
You can sit and listen to that shit.
Who reads it? Paul Rudd?
I don't know who. I wonder who reads it. I know not.
Yeah.
You can also join Audible. I think you might get a free book or two.
Yes,
as a trial if you go to crabdiving.com/audible. But I haven't looked at that recently, so
okay,
don't quote me on that.
That's crazy.
What is sin? Well, God gave His commandments so that we could see our sin.
Stop talking! No one listen.
You know that girl is so fucking right. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Standing there on a street corner yelling about your bullshit sky god is intrusive.
Well, I have a big problem with the amplification. If you're going to stand and just yell your fool head off, okay, I can get 50 yards away from you and not, or 20 yards away from you and not deal with your shit. But when they have any kind of amplification devices, I don't see how that's legal.
I don't either.
That's now disturbing my peace.
You know, if Jesus looked down from the sky and saw somebody doing that, he would probably be like, bam, I'm giving you cancer. You suck.
Yeah.
That's so fucking rude.
Bestiality, it's not good.
That's the brother who
right.
asked if about the current state of democracy.
Yes.
Let's see. What is going on in the fucking lamestream media?
Yay.
Headlines.
Fake news.
And then we'll get to the other stuff.
Yes.
I told you that they interviewed somebody at that Wisconsin Nuremberg rally.
Nice.
They said, I can't listen to I can't listen to Fox no more because, you know, they're getting too leftist.
Oh, yes. Fox
is getting too leftist. Oh, I also saw. Well, okay, let's play the news drop.
And right.
After on the other side.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Fans called Florida Dateline. May 1st. Happy May, everybody. 2019.
The year, fucking.
The year of our fucking Lord.
I haven't said the year yet.
I know. I jumped your line.
These are your headlines.
Shut up, Alec Baldwin. Shut the fuck up.
That one was just teed up. I didn't have that. That wasn't aimed at you.
He should. I know. Yeah. He shouldn't speak to his daughter like that. That's shitty. Don't
Correct.
Call your kids fucking pigs.
Correct. Who knows what he called his wife, his ex-wife. I understand it wasn't an amicable split. They didn't. What did? Oh, I remember. Gwyneth Paltrow, when she divorced a Coldplay dude.
Oh, yeah.
We've decided to consciously uncouple.
Coldplay.
Wait. Conscientiously uncouple.
The best thing about divorcing from the guy from Coldplay is you don't have to listen to their shitty music anymore. Sorry. I mean, goddamn. God, do you like Coldplay?
No, you know, a couple of songs are okay-ish, but I wouldn't necessarily go see them.
No. Come on, guys. I mean, that's just some fucking boring shit, right? Or am I an asshole?
Eddie, punk-ass little fuckery stuff.
That could have been our vice president. But now it's crazier. We've got an entire administration of Palins. At least John McCain might have, you know, trickled down a little bit of sanity.
Yeah.
And
yes.
And she would have been off embarrassing them with every step of the way. But now we've got Sarah Palin's running rampant through the entire administration.
Dude, we've got a government handpicked by a former reality television host.
Tiny handpicked.
Yes. There's nothing. The weird thing about Donald Trump is, like, what do you pick from his past that makes you think he would be a good president? What would it be?
Well, the dummies think he's rich.
But he's just selling his name.
He's a self-made billionaire, right? He started from nothing. Nothing.
Can you imagine? Hi, I'm imagine being, dude, if I was in nursery school as a toddler and I'm making 250 grand a year, I'm not taking shit from anybody. I'm having snack time whenever the fuck I want to.
Right.
You're not going to let me on the slide? I bought the slide, motherfucker. It's my slide. Get off the fucking slide.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Post, surely enough, the headline, there's a picture of William Barr.
Yes.
With his spectacles.
Ooh.
It says, Barr off the rails, Dems demand resign.
Listen, did you find Barr credible, yes or no? In any way.
He may have mentioned today's Wednesday. I guess that was credible. Okay. I believe that.
But he was being truthful there when he said the day.
The rest of it, not so much.
Yes, go fuck yourself.
Senator Mazie Hirono, I'm going to play some extended clips of Mazie Hirono, who is my spirit animal now.
You know, what Mazie Hirono, when she said that shit, I really wanted to throw my office chair through the window and go riot in the streets. But then that dickbag, Lindsey Graham, what he says right after that, infuriating.
Well, did you see her smiling, though? She was laughing at him.
Good.
He's like, you know, you slandered this man. And she was just smirking. And she's like, my time is up.
You know, I know we're playing the clip, but all she said was what he did. She said what he did.
Well, she may have editorialized a little bit. But yes.
Yeah, man.
Right.
She just said what he did.
The Attorney General William Barr is facing calls to resign from Democratic lawmakers who take issue with the way he publicly presented the findings of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into the 2016 election last night. Big giant news our show, of course, assholes. That they should consult with us first.
Nobody, info at crab diving. Give us a ring. Whatever. We're available.
I think it was the Washington Post dropped the story that a letter existed that was sent from Robert Mueller.
Yes.
To Bill Barr.
Right.
Trump whore
right
now in attorney general spot, because he couldn't get that little racist tree elf or shit elf to cooperate and unrecuse himself.
I mean, it's
tell
like
him to unrecuse himself. God fucking damn it.
Go through like the major positions he's had filled, in this administration. And who's not a piece of shit? I mean, Mattis, right? Mattis is just a hardliner, right?
Yeah, career military guy. I'm going to expect a little of that from the head of the Marines, right?
He's a hardliner, right?
I guess.
And that's the but everybody else.
But also,
Jesus fucking Christ.
A believer in our government.
Right.
A lot of these kleptocrats that are oozing in and infecting our government are not interested in keeping our way of government. They
don't give a fuck.
They're like, fuck this people voting shit. What are they? Are you nuts? They're going to vote more taxes for us.
And
those takers.
Right. And like we were talking about Pompeo yesterday. Like, you know, I guess I forget every now and then that he's an extreme lunatic Christaban nut.
Yeah, one of the...
Terrifying.
Right up there with Pence.
And he's a believer. Is that correct?
Evangelical loon.
Not good. Bad.
Okay, this is a new report. So, this letter that was sent to Bob Mueller... It's funny, the Justice Department released it this morning after the news broke yesterday. Because the Democrats were threatening subpoenas, they want that letter now.
Of course.
So it's very un-Trumpian. They released that letter.
Damn.
I'm surprised they're not making them go to the Supreme Court for it.
Oh, yeah.
So this letter was from Bob Mueller complaining about Barr's bullshit summary. That first four-page summary that he came out with.
I mean, I heard someone arguing about what Bob Mueller wrote in that letter, and then one of the Dems said, you know, generally when a lawyer puts something in writing, they mean it.
Yeah, lawyers don't write shit down.
Yeah. And then they don't mean, do you know what I mean?
And then one of the senators, might have been Dick Durbin, said smart politicians don't put shit in writing, don't put everything in writing, but keep everything that was given to them in writing.
Yes.
That kind of thing.
Right.
So this letter said a part of it, your four-page summary left, quote, public confusion about the work.
Yeah.
Quote, this threatens to undermine a central purpose for which the department appointed the special counsel to assure full public confidence in the outcome of the investigations, which means you're undermining...
He lied!
...the confidence in the investigation.
I mean, what is the point of having the investigation if it's going to make people feel less certain?
Right. So he was, this is, you know, what, 2-3 weeks before Barr released the redacted version.
Yes.
And after, of course, he had his press conference to declare no collusion, no obstruction.
Right.
Trump is the next coming of Christ.
Yes. Oh, okay.
His
boy,
breast secretions cure all disease.
The problem with Trump being Christ is that his hands are so small, you're not going to be able to get a nail through them.
We got to use Brad's.
Did we do that joke before?
I don't know.
Because that seems familiar.
The letter urged Barr to release the summaries that Mueller and his team had provided. They said, quote, it would alleviate the misunderstandings that have arisen and would answer congressional and public questions about the nature and outcome of our investigation.
Yes. I mean,
they specifically prepared those summaries.
Right.
For public release.
Yes.
And he's like, put that out. Not your bullshit
not
spin.
Not what you wrote.
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy. Like, why do you want to... Bob Barr had access to the Mueller report for...
Bill Barr did.
Motherfucker. Why would we read a summary from Bill Barr and not from the guy in charge of it?
Well, it wasn't a summary, Ryan.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
This is what we're arguing over now. It wasn't a summary. Bill Barr, I never intended to summarize it. It's not a
then
summary.
Then what was the point of it?
And a couple of the senators, the Democratic, of course, senators today were like, Mueller's letter to you, this letter saying you're bullshitting the people about what I wrote.
Yes.
Also, I lost my train of thought. What was our point? I was trying to.
Do you know, you were saying you were talking about the purpose of a summary or what is a summary, and the Democrats were.
He even mentioned the senators even said that in that letter, Mueller calls it your summary. Your summary of my findings. And he's like, well, I never had that intention to summarize it.
You know, The thing is, this is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm intimating, inferring from all this shit that's going on. Listen to me, you GOP fucknuts. You need to prepare for a humbling. Do you know what I mean?
God, I hope
a humbling is coming because the goddamn Democrats are getting tired of being lied to like they're fucking idiots. Yeah, what is a summary? What the fuck was Bill Barr even talking about today? I could barely listen to the guy.
And he initially said at first, I'm going to summarize it. I will issue a summary. It's just crazy.
Yeah. So
then he's trying to say, well, it's like the jury issued a verdict, and I'm just saying what the verdict was, and then we'll give you the details of how they achieved that verdict. But the jury didn't reach the verdict. You reached the verdict, and Mueller did not intend for you to reach the verdict. Mueller's wording, which was read to him over and over today, was that Congress has the right to look at this stuff. In other words, hey, Congress, here is 10 at least articles of impeachment on obstruction alone for you, teed up and wrapped in a nice bow.
But you're ignoring the fact that Bill Barr is Trump's little bitch. And that's what he's concerned about rather than protecting the American people. He's the shittiest AG ever. He doesn't give a fuck. Like you said, he's so busy licking Trump's testicles. His balls. Trump's balls must be so fucking clean.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, fuck this. We're not going to take the bullshit anymore. Fuck it.
So I guess this is just popping up now that Barr referred to the letter as snitty.
Mueller's letter about snitty?
Yeah, Attorney snitty. General William Barr repeatedly sniped at Mueller's investigation during tense Senate testimony today, revealing deep disagreements between the special counsel and the Attorney General, who has endeared himself to Donald Trump.
Yes.
Barr repeatedly questioned Mueller's today during other testimony. I just heard the morning session. I didn't hear much of when they came back from lunch.
So Barr, during the hearing in his testimony, referred to Mueller's letter as snitty?
I'm getting to that. In testimony, he repeatedly questioned the 22-month probe and contradicted the language and legal framework outlined in the report. He went so far as to describe a letter Mueller wrote expressing concern over his depiction of the report as, quote, snitty.
Who are these people that Trump finds to work in our government? What kind of dickbag uses snitty in a hearing? You know, it's odd.
Well, we did hear the term fuck from Lindsey Graham today.
Snitty, agitated or annoyed. So he's saying Mueller was agitated or annoyed? Of course. You put a bullshit summary about a report. He broke his dick writing.
The attorney general testified after it was revealed the special counsel had twice pressed Barr to speed the release of his report summaries and introductions to Congress and the public.
Yes.
Barr offered his most direct criticisms of Mueller's investigation to date, suggesting he wasn't sure why the special counsel investigated numerous instances of political obstruction of justice if he had decided he couldn't charge Trump with a crime. That's right. He, for some reason, he's like, well, I don't know why he even went on to investigate obstruction when he knew he couldn't charge him.
It's an investigation, though. The nature of an investigation is you don't know where it's going to lead or what you're going to find,
but
right?
He was supposed to be investigating Russia.
Oh, okay. Again.
Well, yeah, right.
Again, I remember when they started the special counsel. They, I believe his directions were to follow his investigation wherever the motherfuck it led.
Which drove them crazy.
Yeah.
That wording. So, yeah, I mean, this display by Barr is just...
It's disgusting.
Spectacular bullshit.
It's fucked up.
And it really goes from, I mean, there's a couple of the Democrats that were civil-ish as they questioned him and pressed him. Even Amy Klobuchar sounds so nice as she's saying, you know, I just don't believe your credibility anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, she's very nice. There was a Sheldon Whitehouse.
Yes.
I think was the first to kind of open up about, I have a little clip.
Graham, earlier this morning, which you described the importance of, to use Chairman Graham's words, hardening our electoral infrastructure.
Oh, okay. Well, he goes on. I don't have this exactly queued up.
Hardening.
But at one point, he says to Barr, wow, that's some masterful hair splitting there. He's like, I don't even know how you get there. I can't follow that down the road, he said.
But this is what Bill Barr was hired to do, right? Because
oh, absolutely.
Before
19-page audition memo.
Yeah. I mean, this is his thing.
The White House was asking him about the letter from Mueller. Now, the question is, he was asked by a couple of people, specifically Representative Charlie Crist, former governor of Florida.
Okay.
Who's now a Democrat.
Right.
When they questioned him before.
Yes.
Charlie Crist said, has anyone from the Mueller team expressed concerns over your characterizations of their work?
Right.
No, I don't think so.
He said, I don't think so?
Or not that I know of, or, you know, something like that.
Well, how do you...
It was definitely no.
Yes. How does he explain the letter then?
Well, that's the thing. Here we go. Sheldon Whitehouse, when did you decide to make that letter available to us in Congress? Barr said, this morning. After last night's report came out.
Oh, yes,
he decided...
Yes.
Well, this morning we should release that letter.
After it was found out that it was out there, he wants to release it.
Well, and who leaked it? You know it wasn't Barr's people.
Right.
Mueller hardly leaks anything. So for this to leak, it had to come probably from the Mueller side.
Right.
This is huge. That means Mueller wanted it out the night before Barr was testifying. Mueller wanted that out.
Do you think Robert Mueller is going to do all this, do this investigation? I mean, this is the last thing this man's going to probably do in his career, right? Is he going to do anything bigger than this? Fuck no. This is his legacy.
Yes.
And I bet you he's not going to be fucked with. He's not going to be trifled with by these motherfuckers.
Sheldon Whitehouse said, would you concede you had an opportunity to make this letter public on April 4th when Representative Crist asked you a very related question? Barr said, I don't know what you mean by related question. It seems to me it would be a different question. And that's when Sheldon Whitehouse said, I can't follow down that road. That's masterful hair splitting. I mean, boy, that's some masterful hair splitting. The letter references enclosed documents and enclosed materials, right? Then he goes on to say, you know, but you didn't supply us with any of the enclosed materials. And Barr's like, well, it's all in the report.
What patience must someone have to talk to one of these dick bags? I might have thrown my fucking laptop in a direction after questioning him. This guy, he was impossible to listen to. You even said it. You were like, I don't know if I can listen to him anymore. Bill.
Oh, I had to turn off a lot of the Republicans.
Oh,
I couldn't handle it. I really couldn't handle it. It's just the obsequious.
Yes.
Trump sucking. And then
it's nauseating
to go from a sane adult questioning this asshole to one guy. I think it was from Missouri. Great job, Missouri. Getting rid of Claire McCaskill, a centrist Democrat. And getting this Republican asshole who the first thing he said was, I'm glad you've decided to look into this dossier and how this was started and the spying. I'm glad you call it spying on the president.
You know, normal people.
That's what they're worried about.
Normal people, not these mouth breathing, moronic, deplorable dickbags. They are glad the dossier exists.
Sure.
I am glad someone heard Poopadoopolis drunk at dinner and contacted the FBI or whatever the fuck happened. Right?
Yes.
I'm glad there was a FISA warrant on that dick bag with a red hat, whatever his fucking name is.
Carter Page, which came out before. Like, he was being watched because of his Russian connections before the campaign. So they're using him as one of the people that were spied upon. They spied on the campaign. Well, no, they were already watching him because of his Russian
because
bullshit.
Of who he is.
Yes.
Independent of anything else.
Yes.
Mikey
Flynn got caught up in other... When they were surveilling Russians. And the Russian gets a phone call. Hey, it's Mike Flynn.
It's got to be laughable when people say that the Mueller report is based on bullshit, on no facts, that these allegations about ties with Russia are baseless. When you just... When what is in plain sight is there.
Or the dossier.
Yeah.
Again, they're talking... Lindsey said this phony dossier. I want one of the other senators to ask which parts are phony, Linz. Point out the parts that aren't phony, and we'll keep score. I'll list the parts that were corroborated in the Mueller report.
We are being lied to.
And for every one that hasn't been corroborated, we'll find 10 that have been. So to say that the Steele dossier is some dodgy lie from page 1 to page 20.
It's bullshit.
Right.
Listen, that AG's marching orders were to come out to the American people and fucking lie to us. And fucking lie. And he fucking did it.
Here we go.
Trump is a fucking idiot. Trump is a fucking idiot. Trump is a fucking idiot.
This was Lindsey reading from the lovers' text.
Oh God,
the FBI lovers,
shameless dickbag.
That this whole thing was started not because of anything nasty or the Russian cum drizzling from the ceiling of Trump Tower, like the alarm had gone off and the fire sprinklers were shooting down. They're trying to say that the fucking the lovers started this witch hunt against Mr. Trump.
Right, right. I was just thinking that'd be a great episode of Punk'd. It's like you're in a building or whatever and you set it on fire, but it's like no, we didn't tell anybody, but we replaced all the water for the sprinkler system with sperm.
Are you really setting the building on fire?
Yeah. It's part of it.
Okay.
It's weird.
I don't know if jizz is flammable. Is that we're gonna make things worse, or is that
get NASA on the phone?
Put it out like,
and ask them
like airplane foam. That was Lindsey Graham quote, which
yes.
I'll probably turn into a drop,
right?
Because this is too good.
Yes.
The Maisie Hirono, my hero. Of this morning session.
Trump is a fucking idiot.
I agree, Lindsey.
Yes.
Maisie Hirono was fucking incredible.
Right.
It's 3 minutes long. I'm tempted to play all three, but she is the senator from Hawaii, if you don't know.
Yes.
Maisie Hirono is. And she was taking no shit.
Okay.
From the moment.
It was lovely.
The moment her time started.
It was fucking great.
Mr. Barr, now the American people know that you are no different from Rudy Giuliani or Kellyanne Conway or any of the other people who sacrificed their once decent reputation for the grifter and liar who sits in the Oval Office. You want?
That's her opening.
Bam!
We now know that you're like Rudy and like Kellyanne,
yes.
who have sullied their once. I mean, I'll argue
I
with
love
her
it.
About their once good reputations.
Oh
but,
yes.
I would argue Rudy shat his away a few years ago.
Damn that was
that's her opening salvo.
I mean, you know. There's years and years. It seems like Trump's just been bullshitting and lying. And now, that was a long time coming. That was nice.
For the grifter and liar who sits in the Oval Office. You once turned down a job offer from Donald Trump to represent him as his private attorney. At your confirmation hearing, you told Senator Feinstein that, quote, the job of attorney general is not the same as representing, end quote, the president. So you know the difference, but you've chosen to be the president's lawyer and side with him over the interests of the American people.
Oh, shit. Fuck. Yes, sir, Jesus, I will do it.
To start with, you should never have been involved in supervising the Robert Mueller investigation. You wrote a 19-page unsolicited memo, which you admit was not based on any facts, attacking the premise of half of the investigation.
He's taking a drink of water, by the way, in the split screen. I want to know more about this memo. I want people to ask him more about that. Like, over the years, Mr. Barr, how many unsolicited 19-page memos did you put forth to the ether out there? If he has a history of just randomly opining, that's one thing. I get the feeling he does not. And
right.
How many times during the Obama administration did you issue these missives from Olympus of your opinion?
Well, I mean, and how would you? What? By the way, what does a memo mean? What kind of memo is based on no facts?
Well, he was like, well, this is what I think. I think the special counsel, he basically, his opinion, his 19-page audition letter, 19-page long tongue swipe from taint to tip of mushroom on Trump.
From taint to mushroom? And Trump read every fucking word of it, didn't he?
Did you see Lindsey Graham? The first sentence he said when he opened the hearing was,
what?
Now this is about the Mueller investigation. Here's the Mueller report. He's waving it around and he's like, here's the Mueller report. And he goes, now I've read all of it. I read most of it. What do you mean you haven't fucking read all of it? You cocksucker. Well, I don't mean to say cocksucker.
Listen.
In a disparagingly anti-homosexual
right,
way.
Right. But like,
you motherfucker asshole.
Why wouldn't he read it?
You're the head of the Judiciary Committee. You're a lawyer. You should know what the fuck you're talking about. You should have read every cunting word of that.
And go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Download that shit through our portal and we get paid. Download it and listen to it, Lindsay.
Crabdiving.com/Audible.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That.
Who's that guy that used to be on the day? Oh, Jordan Klepper has a show. He had Hillary and Bill Clinton on.
Yes.
And it was a spoof, but I think this would be great. He wanted to crowdfund paying Hillary Clinton to do the audiobook for the Mueller report.
Oh, my God. That would be great.
And she read a little bit for him.
That would be lovely.
Here's a little bit more of Maisie Hirono.
And you also should have insisted that Deputy Attorney General Rob Rosenstein recuse himself. He wasn't just a witness to some of the president's obstructive behavior. We now know he was in frequent personal contact with the president, a subject of the investigation. You should have left it to career officials. Then, once the report was delivered by the special counsel, you delayed its release for more than 2 weeks. You let the president's personal lawyers look at it before you even deigned to let Congress or the public see it. During the time you substituted your own political judgment for the special counsel's legal conclusions in a 4-page letter to Congress. And now we know, thanks to a free press, that Mr. Mueller wrote you a letter objecting to your so-called summary.
So-called summary.
Yes.
He's just sitting stone-faced, by the way, just looking at her.
This he's making his money right now. This is what they paid him for.
This is slander.
What she's saying. Yes.
According to Lindsey Graham.
Yes. She's saying what the fuck happened. She's saying what the fuck happened. That's it.
Press that Mr. Mueller wrote you a letter objecting to your so-called summary. When you called Mueller to discuss his letter, the reports are that he thought your summary was giving the press, Congress, and the public a misleading impression of his work. He asked you to release the report summaries to correct the misimpression you created, but you refused.
Right.
Right.
Oh, you fucked up. That's not what I said. Release my summaries. That's why we did them.
Did Bob Mueller contact him?
Well, yeah, he called him. Mentions that.
Misimpression you created, but you refused. When you finally did decide to release the report over a congressional reason.
Oh, no. Well, he testified later that he spoke to Mueller. I think it was the next day.
See, I think Mueller called him and was like, listen, dude, you released those summaries, my summaries that went with the report. And he was probably thinking, if you don't, I'm going to leak this fucking letter.
Or he called him once and said, what are you doing? And Barr was a cunt. And then he said, well, that's it. I'm writing a letter. Because lawyers don't write letters. And a couple of the prosecutors said, this is a real angry letter. In legal ease, this is a furious letter.
Yes.
And that it was probably the second draft, because this is the kind of thing you write and then you put it in a drawer for a night and you think about it. You read it again the next day because you're like, do I really want to do this?
Right, right.
So this might have been the second draft.
Unlike our president, who picks up his phone with tiny little fingers and just twats out whatever he's thinking and gives it not a second thought.
Right. Public policy.
Oh, yes.
You created, but you refused. When you finally did decide to release the report over a congressional recess and on the eve of two major religious holidays, you called a press conference to once again try to clear Donald Trump before anyone had a chance to read the special counsel's report and come to their own conclusions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're not going to release this report, but I'm going to tell you again, I'm not summarizing. But no collusion, no obstruction. No collusion, no obstruction. No collusion, no obstruction. No collusion, no obstruction.
Man, you know what's crazy? It's as if they're hiding something.
Really?
What the fuck?
Read the special counsel's report and come to their own conclusions. But when we read the report, we knew Robert Mueller's concerns were valid and that your version of events was false. You used every advantage of your office to create the impression that the president was cleared of misconduct. You selectively quoted fragments from the special counsel's report,
That's that section where it said we cannot find any evidence of collusion or something conspiracy.
Yeah.
But they left out the first part of the paragraph that says although we have this mountain of evidence, we cannot, because of the statute, charge the president.
You know why? The reason that exists probably is there's a mountain of evidence and there's some little loophole saying, you know, that keeps Trump separate from it or something.
Well, it's that OLC memo that says it's not even a law. There's no law that says the president cannot be indicted. There's no law.
He's just slimy, right?
This is an opinion and a policy.
So then why don't they indict him? Why is he not indicted then?
Well, Bill Barr is saying that if Mueller really wanted to, he would have said, damn your rules. I'm indicting him anyway. But Mueller makes it clear in his report.
Yes.
Several times that we can't indict him. And then they say, and to be fair to the president,
yes,
who cannot, we're not going to accuse him.
Right.
Because if we do, he will not, because we can't indict him, he will not have his fair chance in court to answer these charges.
I see. You see, God,
that's what the Mueller report says.
Yeah. How do these guys think that the Mueller report isn't going to find the light of day? Do they think that, like, surely we will see this unredacted report one day?
Well, we don't need it. We've got what we've seen.
It's enough.
Is more than enough.
So, like, if you're going to impeach the AG, does it work like the president? Does the House impeach him?
Yes.
Do it. Fucking do it.
They're talking about it.
Listening to this fucking liar, our AG is a fucking liar. He's a straight up fucking liar. How do we live with that?
to every advantage of your office to create the impression that the president was cleared of misconduct. You selectively quoted fragments from the special counsel's report, taking some of the most important statements out of context and ignoring the rest. You put the power and authority of the Office of the Attorney General and the Department of Justice behind a public relations effort to help Donald Trump protect himself. Finally, you lied to Congress.
There you go. You lied.
She looked at him. Finally, you lied to Congress.
Right.
Finally, you lied to Congress. You told Representative Charlie Crist that you didn't know what objections Mueller's team might have to your March 24th so-called...
Oh, and you know how he spun that in an earlier answer, too, that made me want to throw something at my computer?
Yeah, yeah.
He said, well, I spoke to Bob Mueller. I didn't speak to his team.
Oh, I see. They were saying you told the Mueller team X, Y, and Z, and he just said...
Oh, they said, did the Mueller team... Did someone from the Mueller team come to you... Or express their concerns.
Oh, my God.
And he said, I only spoke to Bob Mueller. I didn't speak to the team.
That's what they mean. Any normal person knows that's what they mean. Any normal person.
Of course.
Of Charlie Crist that you didn't know what objections Mueller's team might have to your March 24th so-called summary. You told Senator Chris Van Hollen that you didn't know if Bob Mueller supported your conclusions, but you knew... You lied. And now we know. A lot of respected nonpartisan legal experts and elected officials were surprised by your efforts to protect the president. But I wasn't surprised. You did exactly what I thought you'd do. It's why I voted against your confirmation. I expected you would try to protect the president, and indeed you did.
She then goes on to list the bullshit that she's like the reason she knew he was going to do this was back with the with G.H.W. Bush and the Iran-Contra bullshit.
Right.
He hid some OLC memo from Congress, tried to hide it from them. He was known as the cover up general.
Yeah.
The thing is,
he's doing his job right now. He's doing his job. So,
oh yeah,
like
and one of the other senators said that, you know, you've one of the ones that was kind of being nice to him, but was like, you know, this is sad that you've basically debased your place in history. I think it was Blumenthal said history will not be kind to you.
Yeah.
History will not be kind to you.
I mean, you know, depending on how you're viewing it, if you're a deplorable, Bill Barr is a hero.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this guy has to go as AG, because he's not, I mean, for what he was hired to do, he's doing all the right shit. He's doing everything right for his boss, Trump. That's why this guy has to fucking go.
Mm-hmm. I think this is the last part of it.
Do you think it's okay for a president to offer pardons to people who don't testify against him, to threaten the family of someone who does? Is that?
She went to list, you know, do you think this stuff is okay? And he kept saying, well, you know, my job is to determine whether it's a crime. She said, I'm not asking you that. I'm asking you.
As a person.
Do you think it's that the president did something wrong and bad? Well, I guess it depends.
Isn't he supposed to be our top law enforcement officer?
Well, sure.
And he can't answer the question. He can't answer that question.
Does. Is that okay?
When did he offer a pardon to someone?
I think you know what I'm talking about. Please.
What do you mean?
Please, Mr. Attorney General, you know, give us some credit for knowing what the hell is going on around here with you.
Not really.
Give me some credit for knowing what the hell is going on around here.
We're not. These people aren't stupid. Maisa Hirono is not fucking stupid. You're bullshitting her.
With your what do you mean? He knows exactly what she means. In the Mueller report, it says that he tried the Cohen stuff. Trump was tweeting about Cohen's family. I understand your father committed some crimes.
I mean, this is the part, if this is the Wizard of Oz, The curtain has been pulled back.
Right.
We see the guy. We see everything. Quit bullshitting.
That's when Lindsey Graham jumps in and says, ugh, you know, you're slandering this man.
Are you going to play that?
You want to hear it?
Oh, God. Yeah, but shit. That's,
I wasn't going to.
It's hard to listen to. Yeah, play it. Play it.
What do you
mean?
Please, Mr. Attorney General, you know, give us some credit for knowing what the hell is going on around here with you.
Not really. To this line of questioning.
So
listen, you slandered this man.
Yeah, what I sort of want to know is how do we get to this point? Yeah.
I do not think that how do we get to the point anyone.
Mr.
Chairman, I am done. Thank you very much.
And you slandered this man from top to bottom. So if you want more of this, you're not gonna get it. If you want to ask him questions, you can't.
God, is this a fascist government? Is this fascism?
You're not going to get it.
You're not allowed. You're the Congress. You're the people. You are not allowed to ask him that question.
And
fuck you, she is.
And to prove that the only reason that the bar's whites of his eyes are white is from Trumpian semen filled up past his eyebrows is the point that he was trying to make, where he's like, I want to know how we got to this point. He continues on the next question.
Yes.
And says, I just wanted to say, I want to know how we got to this point. He's not defending himself.
Right.
He says, I want to know how we got to this point where the president, who was falsely accused of being a spy, called a traitor, and then it's found to not happen. How? So he was, again, it's like, he sounds like a fucking defense attorney for Trump.
No, yes.
Not the country's lawyer.
And, you know, I'll tell Barr how we got to this fucking point. Trump was running for office, and he was not taken seriously as the fucking fascist, racist, fucking lying dirtbag that he is. And he waltzed right into it and fucking just took it all. And we let him.
Kudos to Senator Hirono for saying what all of us have been thinking.
You lying motherfucker!
You slandered this man up and down.
God damn, Lindsey. How do you think history is going to see you?
God, what does Trump have on him?
I mean, I don't know.
You can't convince me that there's not something.
Why? What?
Lindsey has been a partisan shit fuck forever. But not this crazy.
And he's a hawk.
Not this crazy.
Is he so much of a hawk that...
Oh, he and McCain used to... There wasn't a war they didn't like.
I mean, if you think about it, you've got Lindsey in a position of power, you know, this Pompeo, all these religious loons, these hawks that want to attack Iran. Is somebody in the Trump administration promising Lindsey that we'll bomb the fuck out of Iran if he just goes along with this bullshit?
I think somebody's promising that they're not going to release the pictures.
Yeah.
Of whatever.
It's probably that.
Or the financial shenaniganry or whatever. And it's not the gay thing, because...
Who cares?
Several people have said that's the worst kept secret in D.C. Nobody cares, right?
No one cares if Lindsey Graham is gay.
Right.
No one gives a fuck.
I mean, there's issues with that being...
Yeah, he's an anti... You know, he supports all this anti-gay legislation, yeah. Right?
I just haven't found the right girl.
You're just lying, Lindsey. I mean, you know, slandering him.
Slander.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. How dare you slander him? Let's see what the Drudge Report, how they're spinning it.
Yes.
Mueller challenges spin, it says, is the headline.
Yay.
Barr says bit snitty the headlines over.
He's annoyed. He's pissed off. He's peeved that he spent all this time with these guys in a basement somewhere writing a fucking report. And Bill Barr waddles out there and just, you know, lies. Yes. I'm snitty. Would you be snitty? At Vile Experience, what would your level of snitty be? 10 being the most, 1 being the least.
I can't say that I wouldn't have been on television.
I would have been losing my fucking mind.
That night.
Oh, yeah.
After his ridiculous summary came out and been like, oh, wait a second. That's bullshit.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Bit snitty.
He's a bit snitty.
He's a bit snitty.
Barr testified Mueller was unhappy with the way the conclusions were being characterized in the media.
Yes.
He lied again. Barr testified that Mueller was unhappy with the way the conclusions were being characterized with the media, not his account of the conclusions.
I don't even understand that.
The media, he just didn't like what the media was saying, not what I said.
That's not true. Quote, that Bob Mueller doesn't give a fuck what the media is saying.
Quote, the letter is a bit snitty, and I think it was probably written by a member of his staff.
Oh. So wait, no. Bob Mueller wrote that letter probably, right?
Yeah.
So why would Bill Barr...
He signed it.
Why would Bill Barr... Why would Bob Mueller... I mean, let's be honest. This letter will be part of history, right? It's going to be of this. Bob Mueller is going to give it to his admin and say, write a letter for me. Write a letter. You know, he's like, make it a snitty level of 3.
And I'll sign it.
I'll just sign it because I don't give a fuck. That's hardly plausible.
Senator Leahy was pretty good.
Yay.
He said that Barr misled Congress.
Yeah.
When he testified in April that he did not know whether Mueller was happy with his initial characterization.
He knew it.
He said, I don't know.
He's claiming that Bob Mueller said he was unhappy with how the media is characterizing his summary.
But he did. By that time,
he did know.
He had gotten a letter from Mueller specifically saying, you fucked up. And he told Congress, I don't know what Bob Mueller thinks.
This Republican right-wing nut job brain jujitsu has to stop. It's maddening.
There was something else the pundits. It was great on MSNBC because they kept cutting in whenever a massive lie was told. I mean,
right.
If they cut in every time Barr said something full of shit, there we wouldn't have been seen any of the testimony.
Yes.
But several of the whoppers, they were like, Brian Williams was like, we usually don't do this. We usually provide gavel to gavel. But something was said a moment or two ago.
Yeah. Brian Williams, did he hit a home run today? His coverage was pretty fucking good, right? Yeah. And it's weird too, like, excuse me. So this Brian Williams really shines in like odd situations. Say like a plane falls out of the sky and disappears into the ocean. And there's, you know, wall to wall coverage on this. But really, you just have to have someone talking while the camera's staring at water.
Right.
He's great at that.
Barr did tell the panel he believes Russia and other countries are still a threat to interfere in U.S. elections.
Barr said that.
Yes.
Hey, Barr, who gives a fuck what you think?
The spying part was also ridiculous.
Yes.
And insulting. He was like, you know, it's a word. It's in the dictionary. And he said, I just don't see the negative connotation in it.
Of spying?
Yeah. I forget which senator asked him, but they said, you believe the legal investigation of someone and surveillance of them is spying.
It's just not.
And he's like, well, it's the same word.
No.
It's a good English word, he said.
Yeah, I think there's a thing when some people, these people that lie shamelessly, I think they really believe if the lie is so huge and insane that the person doesn't even believe that you're saying it or they're being lied to because it's just too crazy. What? Why? He's trying to tell me that spying doesn't have a negative connotation.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, right.
Shut the fuck up. Stop it.
The Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee voted to adopt an aggressive questioning format for a hearing set for Thursday. Did you see Adam Schiff there, the head of that committee, said he's not the head of the judiciary, is he? Who's the head of intelligence?
Adam Schiff is...
I think it's judiciary, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe intelligence. Regardless.
Right.
Whoever's in charge of the Judiciary Committee voted to adopt an aggressive questioning format whatever Adam Schiff is in charge of, I do yes. know, his committee
right.
has said, they're asking for a lawyer, a specific lawyer to come in and question Barr for a half hour. And Barr was like, I'm not coming.
Oh, God.
You know who it is? It's Elijah Cummings.
Right.
I just remembered.
Yeah.
So Elijah Cummings was like, we're hiring this fancy lawyer to question Barr in because these little 5-minute sound bites are bullshit.
Right.
Republicans will get their questions.
Yes.
But our side wants to have a block of questioning because it's harder to dodge questions if you've got an experienced lawyer following up. Continually following up.
Right. Because Elijah Cummings wants to find out what the fuck is going on.
What the fuck is going on? What the hell is going on?
Because really, like, okay, we have the Mueller report, right? We have that piece. Yeah. But do we know what's going on? Is there stuff out there we don't know that Trump is doing that's nefarious? Do you think?
Probably. And they even asked, one of the senators asked him if he's going to recuse himself, if Barr is going to recuse himself from these 12 or 18 other redacted criminal referrals.
Yes.
That we don't know about. And Barr said, no, I'm not recusing myself.
His job is not to recuse.
Exactly.
His job is not to consider protecting America. His job is to consider Trump's nutsack. Yeah.
He also declared it done.
Man, I heard that.
The report is now in the hands of the American people. We're out of it. We have to stop using the criminal justice system as a political weapon. Isn't that ironic?
That is rich.
Don't you think?
That is rich.
From the administration where the head guy
yes.
is tweeting, investigate the investigators.
Right.
Lock her up. Why isn't Hillary in jail? Why aren't they being prosecuted?
Yes. I mean, it's insane. That's what you do in other countries that are fucked up banana republics, right?
Yeah.
The opposition calls for the jailing of their opponent or whatever.
So Barr was like, I don't like that the way you're going to question me. I don't know if I'm going to come. And Elijah Cummings was like, you don't dictate how we run this session. You don't. We do. We're in charge. If you don't show up, we'll be happy to issue you a fucking subpoena.
And that's a running thread through that administration, right? Do you remember when Sleepy Smurf came in to be questioned by Congress? Yeah. And he was like, I don't have that data
or something like that.
I feel like he's like, I don't feel like taking a pop quiz from you.
Right.
And whoever was questioning, he's like, I don't give a fuck what you feel like.
Right.
I'm Congress, bitch.
This is oversight. You answered to us.
This is oversight.
Right.
Which means you want to look at shit. I don't understand how to define oversight. It's oversight, you motherfucker.
So there you go. That's there's other stuff in the news. God, we should move along, but we'll keep an eye on.
Imagine your Congress and your job is to oversight Donald Trump's administration. What do you do?
I don't know.
Some Adderall. You go to work.
Well, we have an update already. He's refused to testify tomorrow.
Bullshit.
Attorney General William Barr will not show up to a House Judiciary Committee hearing tomorrow. The hearing was set to examine his handling of special counsel report, blah, blah, blah. They would have included an extra hour to allow committee lawyers to question the Attorney General. The Justice Department argued it would be inappropriate for staffers to participate in question.
Staffers?
You don't have to answer to your staff.
Wow. I imagine, I don't know who these lawyers are Elijah Cummings is talking about, but I'm sure they're fancy as shit.
So the interesting thing now,
yes,
it becomes a clusterfuck.
Ooh.
Because they issue a subpoena. Congress issues a subpoena.
Right.
In charge of enforcing that subpoena is the Justice Department.
Okay. Oh, well, wait a second. No.
No, dude. I thought you told me that doesn't Congress have their own, like, cops and marshals and shit like that? No. That's Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy does.
Well, yeah, Nancy has
those.
The Senate
doesn't, I don't think, but...
Why don't they use those?
Well, but they have to... The Department of Justice has to defend it in court.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't they just send the Congress cops drag?
So it would be bar versus bar in court.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what I'm just saying is your Congress. You send the guys over to Bob Barr's office. They get in the car. Bill Barr. Fuck. We're taking a ride. We're taking a ride to Congress. You're going to talk to this motherfucker whether you like it or not. You drag his ass in there.
That's kind of not how it works.
Well, what are they doing with those cops anyway?
Well,
like, what are those guys?
It would work that way if a court decided you've got to go testify, and then Barr said, fuck it, fuck you. But in order to get a court to decide that, the Justice Department would have to defend the... Usually... They kind of work together on shit like this.
We don't have this conversation usually.
Well, right.
So what are you saying? What are you saying?
So
are we not deep in a fucking constitutional motherfucking crisis?
We might be.
Oh, shit.
We might be. I mean, this administration is blatantly saying, fuck you. We don't fuck your oversight. Eric Swalwell was on telly.
Yes.
And he said, you know, all these lawsuits and everything, he goes, they're not going anywhere. They can't, because any court would have to overturn the Constitution.
Right.
And right. And all the precedent that we have, he said it would really be he didn't say this, but my interpretation is a take to the streets moment. If a court decided that Trump can't be held accountable by Congress, it's in the Constitution. That's how they designed it. Checks and balances. So, they didn't want a king or anything remotely resembling a king.
Yes. Yeah, so
they wanted Congress to be able to say, get the fuck out of here.
Right. And so what you're saying, Nancy Pelosi needs to call up the posse, settle up, boys. We're going to get this Billy Barr. Bring him in. We're going to question his ass. Who gives a fuck?
They wanted the House to be the dominant kind of checks and balances, all three. But the people should be in charge, not a dude who summarily decides shit.
I mean, it really is shameful.
Yeah.
I mean, because think about it. Jeff Sessions wouldn't go along with this shit.
Well, right.
Jeff Sessions.
Yeah. Wonder when his book's coming out.
Oh, God. Jeff Sessions. I'm just thinking what a piece of shit he is. You can't buy his book. You can't give him money. Fuck him. Racist.
That audiobook.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Jim Jordan.
Oh, yeah. He's the guy who, what did he do? He hung out in the locker room and watched a bunch of kids get molested. He didn't say shit. Something like that.
No, but he allegedly heard of kids getting molested and didn't say shit.
It's some college wrestling program?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't believe he witnessed anything.
Okay.
Or he hasn't been accused of that.
Right.
At least. Well, this is interesting, and this may be a sign that they realize one of their big talking points may not be working so well.
Okay. Who is they?
The Republican Team Treason.
Oh, okay.
GOP Team Treason.
Ooh.
Jim Jordan was talking to a herd of conservatives. Let's call it an audience full of white people.
Hell yeah, motherfucker.
I'm looking at a picture. It's an audience full of white people.
MAGA!
In Arlington, Virginia, at the Leadership Institute, whatever.
Fuck
the fuck
you!
That is. At their Wednesday's Wake Up Club breakfast series.
Wednesday's Wake Up Club.
These people got to have their breakfast while listening to Jim fucking Jordan.
Oh, my God. Jeez. How lucky.
Jordan is a member of the right-wing House Freedom Caucus.
Ooh.
which was responsible for pushing former Speaker John Boehner from power, has evolved as a group that reliably attacks those who challenge President Trump.
Yay!
The Leadership Institute is a D.C. organization that trains right-wing activists.
Oh, great.
Often college-aged or younger, on how to message and activism for conservative causes.
Oh, I see. So it's like Professor X's little school, instead of for X-Men training people to use their powers for good, they train little evil assholes to be dickbags.
Messaging and everything. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
The swastika goes counterclockwise, not clockwise.
You got your swastika
clockwise, it's some Indian shit. But if you go counterclockwise, that's white power.
And I may have that reverse. Don't tweet me.
Fuck you.
I don't give a shit which way. I'm not drawing either swastika.
Fuck my dick.
They have these workshops.
Yes.
It says here, this is Right Wing Watch. It says scheduled workshops for the month of May.
Oh, okay.
Include sessions on fundraising, grant writing, communications, debate, and media appearances.
How about lying? What about that?
It says they try to train mainstream conservative groups, but occasionally far right activists have enrolled in its training workshops.
Ooh.
And use those lessons for their own causes.
Oh, okay.
Ralph Reed, the Faith and Freedom Coalition asshole, anti-gay. Oh, yes.
Right.
And James O'Keefe, the fraud who runs Project Veritas that tries to set up people in gotcha videos, but then deceptively edits said videos to like the baby. He's the baby chop shop.
Right, right.
Guy.
Fetal chop shop.
Yeah. Trying to read what else
we've talked about
on.
Ralph Reed on this show a few times, yeah, have we not?
Oh yeah, he's right up there.
Yeah,
he's an asshole.
Right.
After reciting the Pledge of Allegiance, it says
yes,
and listening to remarks by an intern and program director at the Leadership Institute, audience members heard from Jordan. He opened by praising the Leadership Institute, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yes.
He said he received media training there. Oh, you
Shit. Look at my big dick.
You should be embarrassed by that. He's an embarrassment.
Yeah. What? Yeah, really. Right.
He went on to say that the policies currently being pushed by prominent figures in the Democratic Party on immigration and voting rights are among some of the most radical positions I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you.
Quote, the reason I think the left is so crazy, they don't start from the same premise we do. They really don't. And I think this is important to understand. I think everyone in this room believes that we live in the greatest nation in history. The left doesn't start there. Pause. That's a lie. That's a lie.
Yeah.
Do we say there's some problems?
Yes.
Fuck yeah. And right now, if I could wave a magic wand and be a citizen, well, let's say up until 3 years ago, if I waved a magic wand and said, what country do I want to live in? I would have said this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Now the Scando company countries are looking a little more attractive.
Absolutely. Sure.
As far as quality of life and happiness and things like
that. Oh, yeah. I don't
economy.
Know. In Sweden, do you have cops hiding out places just hoping to pull you over to toss your fucking car?
I don't think so.
They just shooting black people because they're hanging out in their backyard talking on their cell phone?
So this is insidious lie that he's saying Democrats don't believe America's great.
Well, hey, you know, it's not. It's not great right now. Let's be real.
But it's got issues.
Major issues.
And this guy is one of them.
Yeah.
He says, they think America is just one of the 190-some countries on the planet. And when you start from the wrong premise, I think that leads to all kinds of problems. So this is that belief that we're the biggest, we've got the biggest dick on the planet.
Ooh,
everyone
yes.
should bow to us.
Oh, yeah. It's this fucked up nationalism, right?
Right.
It's to even question what our country is doing, what our president's doing to this guy is unpatriotic, right?
Yeah.
What do you want to live? This guy want to live in Nazi Germany?
He said, the message from the right, when you boil it all down, freedom is under attack right now in our country.
Agreed. Fucking agreed. Absolutely. He's right.
He then went on to cite the thoroughly debunked lie that conservatives are being shadow banned on social media. Not true.
Bullshit.
But they're still saying it.
Snowflake.
He's upset about the rise of politically correct environments on college campuses. What do you mean Milo can't speak?
Oh,
what do you mean they're protesting Richard Spencer and his white nationalism? Freedom of speech.
What do you mean they're being inclusive? They're showing empathy and tolerance. What the fuck is your problem?
He says Democrats are advocating big government to attack conservatives.
Big government.
But
yes,
he did say that he thinks they need to find ways to reframe criticizing socialism.
Okay.
I think he's realizing, and they're real, well, he, but I don't know if some of the older dinosaurs are going to realize that younger people, that's not a terror word to them.
Right, right. So they're thinking that people coming up in his movement won't be racist enough to, I don't know, what does he mean? Like, they don't mind socialism or?
No, they're not, they hate socialism, wink, wink.
Yes.
But that shouldn't be the term they use.
Oh, okay.
They need to reframe it.
Something more effective.
Because apparently people are learning what socialism is.
Yes.
And that it's not.
Well,
the great evil spawned from Satan's testicles.
Well, Jesus Christ, you know, when people start learning more stuff and discovering how shitty you guys are, they will leave.
So he says, don't talk about socialism.
Okay.
Talk about loss of freedom.
God, he's right. That's a good idea.
So think about this. It's about a system that takes away freedom. So free is the woman we talked about yesterday who contracted cancer horrifically, yes. Stage 4 by the time it was diagnosed.
Right.
Had to go through massive chemotherapy, surgery, was so sick, she couldn't work, lost her job.
Okay.
And then lost her health care.
Oh, great. Is her.
And didn't qualify for Medicaid.
Yes.
Because she's married. And her husband had some income. And
wow.
And their combined income, according to our lovely American system, you're too rich. So their choices were, declare bankruptcy or divorce.
Yeah. Divorce.
But they couldn't declare bankruptcy because he had income.
So they have to divorce.
It was divorce or something else. It's two horrible choices.
Well, hey, look at all that freedom you're ignoring. Look at all that freedom.
That's freedom, Ryan. That's
boy.
That's the free market. That's freedom right there for you.
And they're saying the government giving, so they're saying Medicare for all is not freedom.
Oh, it's socialism, sure. He says, when you don't have capitalism, free markets, free enterprise, liberty, freedom, fundamental rights protected, bad things happen. Oh, fundamental rights, you mean like voting?
Yeah.
Oh, not that one.
Oh, no. Fuck no.
Fundamental rights to not be stopped and frisked by or stolen from by road pirates with a badge?
Profiling people?
You mean fundamental rights like that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. You mean fundamental rights to pollute.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You mean fundamental rights to steal from the people. Fundamental rights to game the system so that
yes. you and can all screw our capitalists. Everybody.
Yeah.
And all our capitalists with the socialism, with their corporate socialism, with their corporate welfare, with their fucking loopholes.
He says, here we go. We're seeing it play out on TV right now in Venezuela. Which,
oh, yes.
Again, nowhere near socialist. I saw something the other day that was only like 16% of their GDP was socialized.
Okay.
How is that a socialist economy?
Well, if you're working from 100% being the whole, what was it?
16.
I think something like that. That's
they
nationalized
than,
the oil and yeah, a couple yeah. other things.
That's not everything. That's less than half.
Well, you know.
16%.
You and your math and facts and shit.
It's not the same as 100%.
And again, a totalitarian forced socialism is not the goal.
Right.
And that's what has always been allegedly tried.
Yes.
And then it wasn't even that because there were always elite sucking. It was always corrupt. There were always elite sucking from the system and living in, I don't know, in Russia, big dashas, big giant. How was Russia, Soviet Union, communist?
Yes.
When you had oligarchs living in big giant.
It's insane.
Mansions.
It's insane. And here in this country, we want that. And they're using these wedge issues like abortion and all their religious bullshit to get the mouth breathers to support the Republicans. And these fucking assholes, these yep. corporatists, is fucking us.
So I thought that was interesting that Jim Jordan is kind of realizing that the message for young people isn't, socialism, demon, evil,
right. I wonder
because
what
young people don't buy it.
Yeah. But how do young people even buy the Republican Party then?
I think the only ones that are buying the Republican Party are the ones whose parents are yeah. have indoctrinated them into it.
True
and
racists.
Occasional, and the occasional convert.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a true white supremacist, like you wake up in the morning and you thoroughly believe that, if you're a white supremacist and that's your shit, then I get why you're a Republican.
Right.
I yes. understand why you identify with that party. But other than that, I kind of don't get it, you know.
Interesting you say that. There's yet another study.
Yes.
This is on Iowa counties.
Fuck you.
That swung from Obama to Trump.
Okay. God, how does... Okay.
They were looking into the notion that Trump's 2016 victory was largely due to economic anxiety on the part of blue-collar white people.
So they're saying that there are people in Iowa that voted for Obama and the next election voted for Trump.
Yes. Counties that flipped. a major study that they looked into, a year ago, it says, a major study found that Trump's support among non-college-educated whites was driven far more by sexism and racism. We talked about that
right,
study.
For sure.
And have cited it frequently.
Yes. Yes. What the point is, racists and bigots really love this Donald Trump.
So that study before. Well, now there's a new study focusing on one key constituency.
Yes.
White people in Iowa
okay.
who voted Obama and then voted Trump.
Right.
And their Iowa State University sociologists put together this study. And their study of these people in Iowa, quote, economic distress is not a significant factor in explaining the shift in Iowa voters.
Oh, wow.
From Democrat to Republican between 2008 and 16.
Okay. So if it's not.
Rather. Yeah.
If it's not economics.
The election outcomes do not signify a revolt among working class voters left behind by globalization. Rather, in 2016, the nativist narrative about taking back America and anti-immigrant sentiment became stronger forces than economic issues.
Wasn't it Steve Bannon that told Trump to focus on the fucking wall? Was it that Bannon? Sure. Didn't we learn that? Damn, that was the thing that did it. The wall. You gotta.
Right.
It's so stupid, though.
And this is. There was that big one last year, and there have been a couple other ones, and this one now, and every single one says that it's a myth that blue collar white folk flipped from Trump or voted for Trump because of economic anxiety. Mostly they're racists and sexists.
So they believe in their hearts that people are of color are coming for their shit
Yes.
And they're coming for their white women, and you better have a gun because there's an invasion or some shit. These are these wackos.
And they held their nose and voted for the black guy.
Why?
But, well, you know, hopey changey, maybe.
Yes.
And then
God,
things didn't get better for them because of our capitalist shitty system that we have. Despite the turnaround, the economic turnaround, it's a great economic turnaround, but all the profits are still going to the same 0.1% of the population.
You know what's crazy? Imagine what, imagine what Obama's presidency would look like if he would have had a little bit more help from the legislative branches.
Yeah. Not even if they had all the branches, if Boehner would have worked with him.
Just a little bit.
Once or twice. If Boehner would have told the Jim Jordans to go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Get your bent Freedom Caucus.
It's our way or the highway bullshit.
Right.
Congress is there to work together on compromise and get shit done. Not to say, we're shutting the whole thing down if you don't give us our way. And Boehner, that fucking coward, refused to. We wouldn't have the problem at the border right now.
But
if Boehner had brought up the Gang of Eight proposal, bipartisan, fought out legislature, legislation from the Senate.
But they came for him anyway.
What are you talking about?
They came for Boehner anyway. The Freedom Caucus came for him anyway, right?
Yeah, he didn't do enough for them, apparently.
So what the fuck? So way to handle them, Boehner. That was my point, you know.
And then following the pedophile rule.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, Hastert rule.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The other diddling wrestler rule.
Yes.
Which, by definition, is un-American. That if you're in charge of the House...
Right.
You do not bring up anything unless you have all the votes in your party alone.
Right. And what do you mean?
Well, just that. If you can't pass a legislation, just if you're in charge of the House.
Yeah.
If half of your people don't like it, but then all the Democrats love it and half of your people like it, you can't bring it up because it's not a Republican.
God, that's fucked up.
That's why Boehner never brought up any of that stuff. He was following the Hastert rule.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I got you.
That you don't bring that shit up.
Right. Garbage. That's obstructionist.
By definition, anti-American.
Yeah. But they don't give a fuck about that.
Oh, no.
And the thing about it, Boehner's going to sit on the board of some fucking marijuana.
Is sitting on the board.
Jesus, that is so fucked up.
So there you go. A new study confirms again.
Yay!
That race, not economics, drove former Democrats
racist.
To Trump.
Oh, these racists. Ugh, so gross. This is dumb. It's just so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It's 2019 and we're having these conversations. God.
All of them. Anti-vaxxers. We talked about this the other day. They talked about it on telly again today. That it's just batshit. That anti-vaxxers. We're in a bizarro world right now. That anti-vaxxers are killing people.
Yeah,
maybe killing people. Literally.
And the thing that sucks. That really, to me, what a lot of this is that when you speak out against the power and you call people out. There's a backlash, you know? You don't want to sound like the angry liberal. Nobody wants to sound like the angry liberal. So what? Get over it.
It says Trump, by the way, went on a insane tweet storm this morning. 50 something.
How do you even tweet that
tweets
much?
In a row? Most of them were retweets on the same theme.
Yes.
There's that Trump whore, Dan Bonino or Bonino or whatever Bonino. The hell his name is.
Yes.
B-O-N-G-I-N-O, Bongino, Dan
right.
Bongino.
I don't know him.
He's a YouTube channel,
no, okay.
asshole.
A fuck nut.
Tweeted, you know, Trump's losing his mind about Biden.
Okay.
Because now these new polls come out showing him losing by 8, 10, 12 points already easily to Biden.
Right.
And especially I saw one that they did in Pennsylvania that shows him clobbering Trump.
Right.
He needs Pennsylvania.
He has to have Pennsylvania.
And Trump's really upset about this firefighters union because, you know, his deal
is
we love first responders. Well, we love first responders.
Do you remember the photo op inside the goddamn fire truck?
I don't want to pay for 9/11 healthcare, though, but we love first responders, not those guys, but we love them. We love them. We're not going to pay for their healthcare.
Yes. Remember he's in the truck and he's like tooting the horn and shit. He's a baby. Oh my God.
So, the largest firefighters union in America formally endorsed Biden.
Yes.
As a Democratic candidate.
Right.
Dan Bonigno.
Bonigno.
Said none, all caps, none of the firemen I know are supporting Joe Biden for president.
Oh God.
And then, you know, he's got Dan Bonigno has a shit ton of followers, 1 million followers.
Good God.
Host of the Dan Bongiorno Show podcast.
Yes.
And a Fox News contributor.
Oh, lovely.
And he said none of this. And then there's, you know, a shit ton of responses to that. Of all kinds of deplorable saying, I'm a fighter, and I fucking hate the Democrat, commie, pinko, Obama-loving, Kenya-loving.
But don't you like your
Muslim
union?
Lovers. Other people say, I know a bunch of firemen, too, and they all hate black people. I mean, they all hate Joe Biden.
But do they like their union, and do they like the benefits they get from the union?
Well, this is where they're dumb.
Do they like their pay that they get because the union fought for it, probably, you know?
So then Trump just simply retweeted 50-ish
of these guys
of these random loonies in Dan Bon Jovi's Twitter stream.
So he's retweeting all these Dan Bon Jovi supporters with not even vetting who they are, not even looking at their Twitter account to make sure they're not fucking Nazis.
Correct.
Okay.
Here's one he retweeted with 460 followers.
Okay.
Here's one he retweeted with 127. So I'm willing to bet that probably 48 of these 50 tweets are bots.
We could have done. Why did we tweet to Trump?
Are fake.
Or what? Oh, wait, we don't want to tweet our. If we tweeted our displeasure with him, he wouldn't retweet us.
No.
Okay.
I've tried.
Yeah.
We've tried.
Very often.
I've responded to the president.
Yes.
So it just goes on and on about unions and how, you know, he's really trying to walk a fine line,
Yes.
Between loathing unions.
Right.
And getting the union guys to love him. So he's going after the leadership. Your dues sucking. Evil leadership is taking all your dues money and they don't do anything for you.
Yeah. Do you remember those guys, Carrier or something in Michigan?
Oh, yeah.
The union leader there and didn't...
He lied.
He lied to that guy.
Lied to the whole factory.
Yeah. And then that union leader called him out. And then Trump
tweeted at the nastiness to him. Yeah.
What? You know what's kind of weird? Why would the firefighters union come out so early in support Biden? I mean, weren't they interested in what, I don't know, the other candidates had to say? Or
I don't know. I guess they like him.
You guys, do you look at Elizabeth Warren at all? Or does it, you know, she's got inside fun parts? Does that bother you? I'm just wondering.
He started this at 5 in the morning, by the way.
Damn! Does he just wake up pissed off, hating?
I hope so. I hope he's miserable. Yeah.
There's no way. He's not happy like when you get coffee in the morning, aren't you happy? He's like, oh, I got this coffee. You drink it and instantly your brain feels better. He doesn't have that moment.
I don't know about happy, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. He tweeted. He quoted a senator saying, "No collusion, no conspiracy." Blah blah blah.
Yes.
Then he tweeted, "I'm overriding the decommission order of the magnificent aircraft carrier Harry S. Truman, built in 1998, fairly new, and considered one of the largest and finest in the world. It will be updated at a fraction of the cost of a new one, which are also being built!" Exclamation point.
What? Why?
I'm sure we don't need these, by the way.
And by the way, why was it decommissioned?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure there was a reason.
Well, and by the way, a single aircraft carrier could probably fund SNAP benefits for a couple
of years. Yes. It's immoral.
For one.
It's immoral that people in this country go hungry.
Right.
It's fucking disgusting.
Then he tweeted, "Gallup poll, 56% of Americans rate their financial situation as excellent or good. This is the highest number since 2002, up 10 points since 2016. You know, when that Negro was born. I added that last part.
Oh, yeah. Well, he said something like that.
Then he quoted Lou Dobbs because, yes. No president in history has endured such vicious personal attacks by political opponents. Still, the president's record is unparalleled.
Oh, my God. Hey, Lou, just come already, okay?
Then he said, "Congress must change the immigration laws. Now Dems won't act. Wall is being built 400 miles by end of next year. Mexico must stop the march to border!" Exclamation point at Fox and Friends.
Jesus Christ. I mean.
And that leads to this other story that in his recent tweets,
yes,
Trump has referenced or said, "Hey, watch Fox News," almost half of his tweets.
Isn't that illegal? Are you not allowed to say, "Everybody go watch Fox"?
Well, yeah. I mean, isn't this? Should the president be doing product placement and product endorsements for a private? I mean, it's publicly held, blah blah blah, but essentially a company.
I mean, it's brazen, man. When Obama was running for president, I don't remember which time, but someone asked him who his favorite baseball team was, and he said. He had to give that answer that he loves the Cubs. He loves the Cubs. But he was born a White Sox fan. You're born liking a certain team. Whatever. You know what I mean?
Right. I think it's a choice.
It's choice. And he had to be coy about it. He had to be diplomatic. And this guy's saying, "Go watch Fox News or suck a dick." It's a shitty comparison. Whatever. Edit that part out.
Trump referenced Fox News or Fox Business in 43 of 100 tweets he sent about the Mueller probe.
Good God.
Between March 24th and April 29th. In 17, he referenced a quote from a Fox show or otherwise indicated he was responding to the network. In 20, he shared video clips from Fox programming.
Oh, my God. Imagine Barack Obama. What if he decides to show a clip? I don't know why.
Maddow.
To tweet a clip about Maddow.
Yeah.
They would be shitting their depends. Am I right?
Oh. The president should be endorsing a private business.
These guys, fuck them. Just fuck them.
Then he tweeted, "Why didn't President Obama do something about Russia in September before November election, when told by the FBI he did nothing?" This is a lie.
Yes.
"And had no intention of doing anything." Also a lie.
Sanctions. They seized property over here, didn't they?
Yeah, you know.
And I saw that picture. I saw that picture when Barack Hussein Obama stared Putin down.
Well, and he went on, Obama went on TV and warned the people about the Russian efforts to influence the election. He just couldn't go really far because Cocaine Mitch said,
yes.
And really, I'll agree with this. Obama should have said, "Fuck Cocaine Mitch."
Yes, fuck it.
And the political ramifications and just gone for it.
I mean, you know, our president sashayed over Russia. He went on, Helsinki, right? Then he had the press conference where he said, hey, Putin said he didn't do anything wrong.
Hey, he strongly said he didn't say anything.
And then he gave
him do it.
Then he gave him a soccer ball full of listening devices. Oh, my God.
The soccer ball is an electronic soccer ball.
Yeah.
It's supposed to have listening devices.
Hey, listen,
it's supposed
man.
To have kind of devices in it.
Soccer balls don't need ears.
So then the most recent tweet from the groper in chief.
So this will be the 58th tweet.
Yeah, I don't know. I lost. Yeah. All caps, no collusion, no obstruction.
Yes.
Besides, how can you have obstruction when not only was there no collusion by Trump, but the bad actions were done by the other side? The greatest con job in the history of American politics.
He is that. He is.
Well, that's...
He is.
Classic, accuse them of what you're doing. Projection.
And it's shameless. You, Donald, are the biggest con job in the fucking planet. Whatever.
Yeah, it's very... we're in strange times.
The thing is, we know what we're seeing. We know what we're hearing. We can't let this right-wing nut job... brain jujitsu get in our heads.
But he said at one of his hate rallies, don't believe what you see, don't believe what you hear. Listen to me.
Listen, I see you, motherfucker. I'm not falling for your shit. I'm not a sheeple.
We might have Kamala. I might have a Kamala clip.
Oh, yes.
When she got to
did she rip this question. Bar a new one?
Here's a
go get him, guys.
Senator Harris.
Oops. Integrity and call you a liar. I find that behavior on this committee despicable. Thank you.
That's Senator Tillis.
Fuck him.
Senator Harris.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attorney General Barr, has the president or anyone at the White House ever asked or suggested that you open an investigation of anyone?
Yes or no?
Well, Cory Booker's sitting next to her.
Oh,
and he looked
shit.
At her. He was like, damn, and looked over it and looked over at Barr. Like, oh, I wanted to see this answer.
It's so rich. They're causing double takes.
Yeah.
Could you repeat that question?
I will repeat it. Yeah. Has the president or anyone at the White House ever asked or suggested that you open an investigation of anyone? Yes or no, please, sir.
The president or anybody else.
Seems you'd remember something like that and be able to tell us.
I mean, dude,
there was another pause.
Yeah,
I don't remember what it was, but it was kind of scary where they asked him a question like, he should be able to answer it with a really simple right away answer.
Yes or no.
And there was cricket.
So like, I'm supposed to believe that he doesn't remember that, or he can't recall. That's crazy.
Yeah, but I'm trying to grapple with the word suggest. I mean, there have been discussions of matters out there that they have not asked me to open.
Now, Cory Booker is put his head down. He's trying not to laugh.
Put his head down?
I mean,
hold on a second.
No, I mean, he's bowed his head, not on the desk.
He's
bowed his head, and he's smirking, and Kamala Harris is also looks like she's trying not to laugh at how absurd this man is.
Dude, this is how insane this shit is. We're having double takes. We're having near face palms, right?
Yeah.
Near face palms.
Of matters out there that... they have not asked me to open an investigation, but...
Perhaps they've suggested?
I don't know. I wouldn't say suggest.
Hinted?
I don't know.
Inferred?
Can we get some information out of you?
It would be implied, by the way. It's the wrong word.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit. Damn.
You don't know. Okay. In your March 24th summary, you wrote that, quote, after reviewing the special counsel's final report...
But I will say that no one...
Sir, I'm asking a question. Yeah. In your March 24th summary, you wrote that, quote, after reviewing the special counsel's final report, Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein and I have concluded that the evidence is not sufficient to establish that the president committed an obstruction of justice offense. Now, the special counsel's investigation produced a great deal of evidence. I'm led to believe it included witnesses' notes and emails, witnesses' congressional testimony, witnesses' interviews, which were summarized in the FBI 302 forms, former FBI Director Comey's memos, and the president's public statements. My question is, in reaching your conclusion, did you personally review all of the underlying evidence?
Gee, I wonder what the answer is going to be.
Ah, gee, Pat.
I don't know. I don't remember.
The answer should be, of course, absolutely, yes. 100%.
Right,
it's my
right.
responsibility and my decision.
It's my job, yes.
No, we took and accepted.
Mr. Rosenstein?
No, we accepted the statements in the report as the factual record. We did not go underneath it to see whether or not they were accurate. We accepted it as accurate and made our.
So you accepted the report as the evidence?
Yes.
You did not question or look at the underlying evidence that supports the conclusions in the report?
No.
Did Mr. Rosenstein review the evidence that underlines and supports the conclusions in the report, to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge. We accepted the statements in the report.
Did anyone
the characterization of the evidence is true.
Did anyone in your executive office review the evidence supporting the report?
She's got something.
She, yeah.
No.
No. Yet you represented to the American public that the evidence was not, quote, sufficient to support an obstruction of justice
the evidence
offense.
The evidence presented in the report.
So she's getting to the point, like, how the fuck did you write that summary?
And come to your conclusions even now.
If you didn't look at the evidence. This guy is charged with telling the American people what's in that report, and he didn't read the report.
Right, and he's saying, well, you know, we're going by what Mueller said. But Mueller didn't say he could exonerate Trump.
Yes. In fact, he plainly says that he shouldn't be, right?
Yeah, right.
This is not a mysterious process. In the Department of Justice, we have PROS memos and declination memos every day coming up. And we don't go and look at the underlying evidence.
Sir, would you support
the characterization of the evidence as true?
As the Attorney General of the United States, you run the United States Department of Justice. If in any U.S. attorney's office around the country, the head of that office, when being asked to make a critical decision about, in this case, the person who holds the highest office in the land, and whether or not that person committed a crime, would you accept them recommending a charging decision to you if they had not reviewed the evidence?
She's a prosecutor.
And yeah,
She was an attorney general.
Right.
You're not going to get her on this.
Yeah, he's not going to win.
You're not going to get her on this.
But, like, in Trump's DOJ world, I think what she's describing would probably be fine.
Oh, well, yeah. Supports the president.
Yeah.
You, if they had not reviewed the evidence.
Well, that's a question for Bob Mueller. He's the U.S. attorney. He's the one who presents the report.
But it was you who made the charging decision, sir.
The charging decision.
Stop getting me on truth.
But he's
throwing your facts at me.
Right. Just so I understand, she's making the point that he made the charging decisions without looking at the evidence.
Right.
And then wrote that summary without looking at the evidence.
She's saying it's your responsibility to look at it and come to the same conclusion that Bob Mueller did. If you're disagreeing with him on some things.
Yes.
Well, I disagree with him on some things.
Right.
If you're disagreeing with him on some things, you should be able, you shouldn't be able to cherry pick the report. You should know every piece of evidence in there and make sure it was corroborated. And then you come up with the same.
This is so crazy because it's like, if you imagine you're reading this report and you think, oh, I don't know about this. This sounds weird. Wouldn't you take a look at the evidence that supports it, that was presented to you, or would you just not look at it? I mean,
there was only a bit left.
Sir, You made the decision not to charge the president.
No, in a Pross memo and in a declination memo.
You said it was your baby. What did you mean by that?
It was my baby to decide whether or not to disclose it.
He said once it left Mueller's hands, it was my baby. That's a quote from earlier.
Wow, it was my baby to leave in the car with the windows rolled up on a 95-degree day.
Mm-hmm. Public.
And whose decision who had the power to make the decision about whether or not the evidence was sufficient to make a determination of whether there had been an obstruction of justice?
Prosecution memos go up to the supervisor. In this case, it was the attorney general and the deputy attorney general who decide on the final decision. And that is based on the memo as presented by the U.S. Attorney's office.
I think you've made it clear that you've not looked at the evidence. We can move on. I think you've made it clear, sir, that you've not looked at the evidence, and we can move on.
You didn't look at the evidence.
Huh?
Or maybe he did look at the evidence and he's lying, which I think is probably the case.
Oh, I don't think he cares about the evidence. He knew what the conclusion he was going to come to before he took a glance at that Mueller report.
He knew his job.
Yeah, he knew I was hired.
His job is to lie.
There's a 19-page audition for it.
I mean, God damn, this guy should be impeached. He should resign.
There's a story that says Lindsey Graham is as compromised as you can get. The internet concludes there's no other explanation for Graham's actions.
Yeah, I don't know what explains that. I mean, listen to this Bill Barr. Who the fuck would defend this guy? He can't even answer a question. Did you look at the evidence in the report? No. But you drew a conclusion on it. Yes.
I can't wait for the Trumpian tweets, by the way. Bill Barr handled so poorly, treated so poorly. The Democrats should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah.
Crazy Maisie.
And you know what? It'll be enough. That will be enough for his deplorable mouth breathers. Well, God
nothing's
damn.
Nothing's going to sway him.
Yeah.
If you get a chance to read, apparently, I think literally during the testimony, the New York Times published an op-ed piece that says how Trump co-ops leaders like Bill Barr, and the opinion piece is written by James Comey.
Damn! I want to read that shit.
Former FBI Director James Comey published a brutal op-ed dissecting how people such as current Attorney General Bill Barr and former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein have found themselves corrupted by President Donald Trump. We go back to Rick Wilson's book. The title is just perfect. Everything Trump touches dies.
Yeah, it turns to shit.
Everything Trump touches dies.
Because he's so corrupt, you can't exist with him, working with him without compromising yourself, I guess.
Comey explains being in constant contact with, quote, an amoral leader such as Trump inevitably tests officials' own ethics, even when those officials believe themselves to be guardrails against Trump's behavior.
Right.
He says in the cases of Rosenstein and Barr, both have shown that they lack the needed inner strength to defy the president, leading to the destruction of their reputation.
Yeah.
Quote, accomplished people lacking inner strength can't resist the compromises necessary to survive Trump, and that adds up to something they will never recover from.
Right.
It takes character, like Mattis, you mentioned him earlier, to avoid the damage because Mr. Trump eats your soul in small bites.
I mean, this guy tried to hide from him by blending in with the curtains wearing a blue suit that, you know.
He says Trump's power of corruption starts with the incessant nonstop lying that mentally bludgeons you into at least keeping silent and not correcting his falsehoods.
Yeah.
Even when they are directly contradicted by the facts.
Right. I imagine at some point you get tired of it.
After that, officials feel pressured into publicly praising Trump, even though they privately see him as dishonest and lacking in ethics.
Wow.
Quote, from the private circle of assent, it moves to public displays of personal fealty at places like cabinet meetings. While the entire world is watching, you do what everyone else around the table does. You talk about how amazing the leader is, what an honor it is to be associated with him.
Did they ever have those types of things, Obama cabinet meetings, where everybody went around and said what they like about Obama best? What, you know?
Comey is sympathetic towards leaders who stay aboard based on the rationale that their country needs them to act as a check on Trump. But he says doing this will require you to lie to yourself and to others about the person you're really serving.
Shit.
Quote, of course, to stay, you must be seen as on his team, so you make further compromises. You use his language, praise his leadership, tout his commitment to values, and then you're lost. He has eaten your soul.
And then what is, and then what is the hope? That Trump wins? Is that what Lindsey Graham hopes, that Trump will not be impeached, will beat this Mueller shit, and then he'll be rewarded on the other side?
Well, Lindsey's a separate case. We don't know what's gotten into Lindsey.
Okay.
But some of these others are just, if they, what Comey's saying is, even if you think, okay, well, I'm going to stay around and try to protect the country, you really can't, because in order to stay around, you have to suck Trump's balls in public.
Yeah. Which legitimizes the guy.
Right. And delegitimizes you.
Yeah. Guy got it. Boy, that's...
Everything he touches dies?
You know, it's as if our country found the worst person on the planet to be president.
Pretty damn tried hard, really. Yeah. I mean, I'd have to
think
of a different, of a worse one, but yeah.
I mean, he hasn't lied us into a war with Iraq yet. There's that.
Yeah, hasn't officially lied us into any major conflicts.
Yes.
Yet.
Right.
We still got time.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're done.
Oh, shit.
Let's get out of here. Thanks for joining us. We'll do it again tomorrow, Thursday, everybody.
Yay.
Live, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're always out as a podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application, or crabdiving.com.
Wee-wee.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, at Radar Comedy. His Instagram is Radar Comedy. Or go to his website, RadarComedy.com, for his schedule. I'm sorry, I messed up.
Fucking it up. Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter and Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening.
Let's start
everybody.
This over.
we'll do another take for the podcast version.
Fuck Trump.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow.
Viva
la. I want to be cleansed of you. Comprende?
Now I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Somaka sidi dala moku. Mande kishiti kolora bashata.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.